second of two programmes of folk music from Norway, collected and presented by Mike Adcock.
That was a dance tune called a Rhinelander, played by a folk group from the east of Norway. Of course, the Rhine doesn't travel as far north as Norway, but the dance probably did come from the German Rhine. It was one of a number of dances, including the polka, waltz and mazurka, which caught on in Norway in the 19th century and have remained popular ever since. These dances, performed in couples, were more intimate than the old circle dances, and the music was usually easier to learn. Around the same time, new instruments such as the accordion and the guitar were introduced. The older dance music had usually been played solo, but soon groups were formed to play this more recently introduced popular music. Today it's known as gammel dance, which, rather paradoxically, means old dance. That was a mazurka taken from a cassette which I bought at a gammel dance accordion festival I went to in 1983. They claimed it was a world record, music recorded at the festival on sale before the festival had actually finished. Recently, when I've told some people from the more traditional folk music circles in Norway that I went to the Titano festival, they're rather horrified. Apparently someone got killed there once, but I can't say it felt very dangerous at the time I was there. The whole subject of gammel dance is a slightly touchy one in Norwegian folk music. Some purists will claim that it isn't the proper folk music, and in areas such as Telemark, where the old Hardanger fiddle tradition is still strong, you won't hear many Rhinelander. But in most places you'll find a mixture, and in some places gammel dance is all you'll hear. Gammel dance groups usually feature large continental-style accordions, guitar, bass guitar, and sometimes fiddle. Small melodeons, known as turader, are also popular. When I was at the Telemark Festival, I met a young turada player, Åsta Kveset, and she recorded some tunes for me. Here she is playing a waltz. Dances such as the waltz and Rhinelander now have a quite distinct Norwegian identity, and most people think of the Rhinelander as a Norwegian dance. These gammel dance tunes are also often played on traditional Norwegian instruments such as the Hardanger fiddle, and in this case on a type of dulcimer known as the langeleik. That was a Rhinelander played by Odrun Hegger, who comes from Valdres, in the centre of Norway, where there's been a continuous tradition of playing the langeleik. Although it was a dance tune, the langeleik wouldn't normally be played for dancing, except perhaps in the home. I recorded Odrun at the Ola Bull Academy in Voss, in the west of Norway. I was there for a week to find out more about the folk music of the country, working alongside music students from the University of Oslo. Anyone who studies music at a higher level in Norway is expected to include some research on the country's folk tradition. Their tutor from the university, Tellef Kvifte, who was there in Voss, is himself a folk musician. Here he is playing the sjøfløyte, or sea flute, which is a type of recorder. The tune is called Gangar etter Olav Dahle, a gangar in the style of Olav Dahle.
Thank you.
Telef told us that to really understand the music, you need to dance it, to feel it through your body. I can believe that, but the dancing sessions within the course program were not the biggest success of the week for me. The instructions were all in Norwegian, my limited understanding of which doesn't stretch to the West Coast dialect. Because of a gender imbalance in the student group, I usually ended up dancing blindly with a 19-year-old male, with either both or neither of us trying to lead the other. I'm afraid after the second session, I elected for truancy, choosing walking instead, walking to the natural music of a nearby wood. In the 19th century, the older folk music in Norway came under a lot of pressure, not only from other European imported dance music, but also from religion. The fiddle was identified as the devil's instrument. The music was pagan, and legend had it that the people playing it were sorcerers. The pietists fought against it. Fiddles were burned and the music was outlawed. In some places, the feeling of unease has remained. When I was in Voss, I heard the 79-year-old fiddler Hans Bremi recall a time in the 1920s when the local clergyman opened a new youth club. A girl asked him to dance. Although he was rather taken aback, he agreed. Afterwards, a farmer gave the priest mocking reassurance, saying that he hadn't done anything sinful, as there was absolutely no rhythm at all in his dancing. But the stronghold of religion in some areas has meant that it's the sacred songs which have survived.
Jeg har så lun in hytte. Ute I mitt stille sinn, vi synd og nåde bytter, bort himmel vennen min. Vi bor fortrolige sammen, vi tanker veksler her, til bønn han svarer amen. Jeg har min Jesus kjær.
Jeg har solen en hytte. My home is warm and sheltered, sung by Ragnar Vigdal in 1951. He was a big influence on some of today's singers, including Berit Oppheim. Berit was classically trained as a singer, not necessarily a good qualification for performing folk songs, but I think her voice has a strong, natural quality which really works. Here she is in Voss, singing a prayer. God is glad that we live. I'd heard that in the Setesdal Valley, in the south of Norway, there'd been a custom of singers performing religious songs while accompanying themselves on the fiddle, one way of bringing the instrument back to the straight and narrow. I was curious to hear it. The last practitioner of the style, Ivan Berg, died in 1983. But someone told me it was possible to buy a cassette of his music if I went to the council offices in the district centre of Valla. Somehow it seemed unlikely, but on a trip to Setesdal I called in at the offices. I expected to see a tourist section, but there was nothing but the trappings of local administration. I asked hesitatingly, and the receptionist went off to a cubbyhole and came back with the cassette. With the thrill of someone who's successfully reached the end of a treasure trail, I went back to my car to sit and listen. The sound was quite extraordinary, but by about the third or fourth track, I felt I'd perhaps had enough of a good thing. I persisted, though, and by the end of the tape, I was gripped.
Langt in på ville heia i kalde veir og vind, der jeg den ville sauen vist ikke ut her lind. Han gikk og dreiv og sveiver og leine at og fram, og storm og unnveir rasa og leite mat han fann. Men hudingen han sakna den sau som burde vår, og ut på leiting for han i fjell og dal og skår. Til seg så fann han sauen for konen trøyt og arm, og tok han ut på heri med kjærleik mild og varm. Ja, jeg var denne sauen som gikk på villan veg, og Jesus var den hyrding som leita etter meg. Han frelste meg fra syndig og ga meg hjertet fri, og derfor vil jeg love han i tid og evighet.
Ivan Berg, followed by one of the finest of today's Hardanger fiddle players, Halvar Bjørgum, playing another hymn from Setesdal. We heard from Halvar at the end of last week's programme. He runs the family business, which is a sort of folk culture centre revolving around his silversmith's workshop. When I arrived, I was in time to sit in on the end of a short concert and talk he was giving to a party of Danish tourists. It was his third concert of the day. I suppose I've become rather suspicious of tourist traps that market a sanitised, sentimentalised version of folk culture. Now I had to reconcile this feeling with my regard for Bjørgum as one of the finest fiddlers I've heard. I hoped the others there got a sense of how good he is as they flocked to buy a furry troll or a pewter matchbox holder. The dominant dance music of Setesdal is Gangar. It's travelled well to the end of the 20th century, with its driving beat, swirling melodies and improvisations making it sound quite modern. Someone I met, who now teaches students in Norway about folk music, told me that it was seeing a concert by Torleif Bjørgum, Halvard's father, that showed him there was exciting music beyond 70s rock. Here's Halvard Bjørgum putting the hard into Hardanger. One place in which folk music in Norway has retained its social function is at weddings. As well as playing for the dancing, it's traditional for one or more fiddlers to lead the bridal procession into the church, and this still happens in some areas. There are many beautiful wedding marches, and it certainly makes a change from Mendelssohn. That wedding march was played by a young player of the standard fiddle, Per Bjørkum, from the centre of the country. Norwegian players today are making their recordings more acceptable to a modern audience by using all the techniques of record production and also by varying the instrumentation. The folk music now seems to be in a quite healthy state, with a significant increase in the number of people playing and listening to it. The fact that folk music has become part of the music education syllabus is having the effect not of freezing, but of liberating it. Tellef Kvifter, who we heard earlier playing the Sjöflöjte, may teach traditional music at the university, but he favours an experimental approach. He's recently taken to playing Norwegian folk music on the bagpipes. There's absolutely no tradition of bagpipe playing in Norway, but that hasn't deterred Tellef from setting a precedent. Telef Kvifter playing a Gangar tune called The Farmer on the bagpipes. He recorded that for me at the Ola Bull Academy, where, by the end of the week, the students had lost any inhibitions they might have arrived with and were enthusiastically dancing the night away to some local fiddlers. I even took to the dance floor myself. A couple of years ago, some of Telef's students from the university were so inspired by the folk music they heard on their course visit to Voss that they formed a band when they got back to Oslo. The result was the Chateau Neuf Spellemannslag, which plays a sometimes anarchic mixture of traditional music, jazz and pop. Let's finish this tour of Norway's folk music with their version of a tune called Holtrelen, which has been regularly gracing the airwaves of Norwegian radio. They describe it as a chaos reel.
That's the end of that chaos reel played by the Norwegian folk group Chateau Neuf. It's also the end of Dancing with Elks, this series of Norwegian traditional music, which was written and presented by Mike Adcock and produced by John Thornley. In our programme of traditional music next week, we stay in the north with the first of two programmes featuring music from Scotland and Iceland. That's next Sunday evening at 11:15.